Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be with you here on this first day of August. And since this is a Sunday, this happens to be the prayer episode too. So we are walking through Psalm 119 verses 121 through 150, super long psalm, long book in the Bible. And this month we're reading in the NIRV, the New International Reader's Version. And so I will read that to you, and then afterwards I will pray. I will play a prayer request and pray for them as well. So here we go. Psalm 119, 121 through 150. I have done what is right and fair, so don't leave me to those who treat me badly. Make sure that everything goes well with me. Don't let proud people treat me badly. My eyes grow tired as I look to you to save me. Please save me as you have promised. Be good to me because you love me. Teach me your orders. I serve you, so help me understand what is right. Then I will understand your covenant laws. Lord, it's time for you to act. People are breaking your law. I love your commands more than gold. I love them more than pure gold. I consider all your rules to be right, so I hate every path that sinners take. Your covenant laws are wonderful, so I obey them. When your words are made clear, they bring light. They bring understanding to childish people. I open my mouth and pant like a dog, because I long to know your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me. That's what you've always done for those who love you. Teach me how to live as you have promised. Don't let any sin be my master. Set me free from people who treat me badly. Then I will obey your rules. Have mercy on me. Teach me your orders. Streams of tears flow from my eyes because people don't obey your law. Lord, you do what is fair, and your laws are right. The laws you have made are fair. They can be completely trusted. My anger is wearing me out because my enemies don't pay any attention to your words. Your promises have proved to be true. I love them. I'm not important. Please look down on me, but I don't forget to obey your rules. You always do what is right, and your law is true. I've had my share of trouble and suffering, but your commands give me delight. Your covenant laws are always right. Help me to understand them. Then I will live. Lord, I call out to you with all my heart. Answer me, and I will obey your orders. I call out to you. Save me, and I will keep your covenant laws. I get up before the sun rises. I cry out for help. I've put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open all night long. I spend my time thinking about your promises. Listen to me because you love me, Lord. Keep me alive as you have promised. Those who think up evil plans are near. They have wandered away from your law. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for the psalmist and how much the psalmist loves your law and your word. And I pray that that would be the heartbeat of our lives today, that we would call out to you with all of our hearts. And Lord, we ask that you would answer us, and we choose the power of the Holy Spirit within us to obey all that you have called us to. Lord, let us cry out to you for help as we wake up. Let us stay as we hear your voice. Help us to hear your voice in the nighttime, particularly for those of us who battle insomnia. Help us to, instead of fretting about not sleeping, help us to hear your voice. Lord, you are near. Your commandments are true. And Lord, I pray for the person that says, I'm not important from verse 141. People look down on me, but I don't forget to obey your rules. Lord, for those who are struggling in their relationships, feeling unnoticed, feeling unimportant, feeling like others are looking down on them, and they're struggling and broken and really are longing for better relationships or changed relationships, Lord, just be with them today. Hold their hearts. Heal the past. I was recently chatting with someone who had thought they had a really great life, and they did, but their spouse was continually being unfaithful to them. And she had said, I want to get my life back. And as we dialogued, she said, well, that's not it. I don't want my life back because I didn't realize that that wasn't a good life. But I want to have a new life. And so that's my prayer for you today, that the Lord would give you a new life. You're not going to have your same life. We're never going to get back what we've lost. But through the power of the Holy Spirit within us and the transforming power of the gospel, we can have a brand new life. So Lord, I do pray for that. I pray for my friend who's broken. I pray for those who are relationally broken, and I pray for a brand new life. I pray for new relationships. I pray for new levels of healing. I know that there are those listening today who are being treated badly, but you still ask us to, like the psalmist said, obey your rules. And so give us a heart of steadfastness, a longing to honor you even when things fall apart. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm going to go ahead and play a prayer request, and then I will pray for that as well. I appreciate you.
Please pray for myself and my husband. He is on crack cocaine and alcohol, and I just don't know what to do. I try being there for him, try and support him, but he feels like he can stop on his own and he can't. As a matter of fact, today is July the 6th, 2021. After I went to work yesterday, was the last time I saw him yesterday morning. And I have not spoken with him. So I've tried us praying together. It just, I don't know what else to do. I know I have to let him go, but I don't want the guilt and conscience of if I let him go, if something were to happen. I just need help. I need help. I have to miss work because I don't want to leave my house. I don't think people understand when other people are on drugs or alcohol, how it affects other people. So I won't make this long. Just please, please pray for me. Please.
Lord, you hold this whole situation in your hand, and you know exactly what she's walking through, and a spouse on substances that take over their lives. And I pray for rock bottom. I pray that when he reaches rock bottom, he would reach heavenward toward you. And I know that she can't do anything to change the situation, and so I just pray for grace for her, for provision for her family, for the help that she needs to take the next step and to take the next step and to take the next step. I pray you'd provide for her. I pray that you would give her peace. If it is that you are asking her to walk away or to let go, I pray that you give her supernatural peace in the letting go process, and that you would help her to know that it's not her responsibility to change another person. She can only change her reaction to that person. So Lord, I pray for breakthrough. I pray for answered prayer in this area, but I pray mostly for her that you would give her a sustaining love and your presence. You go with her, beside, before, and behind her, that you are the author of her story, that you are the one who sees what she's going through. You're walking with her through the anguish. And I pray that as she continues to move forward, that she would not move forward with guilt or shame or any of those things, but she would move forward with grace. She would experience your smile every day and hear your voice in new, spectacular ways because she is living her life for you. So Lord, lift her head. Lift her heart, lift her mind, help her to retrain her mind and take every thought captive, especially those thoughts that she abandoned someone. That's not the truth. The person's actions have caused them their abandonment. And so, Lord, be with her, help her to retrain her mind. And I pray for a new song in her heart. And I thank you so much that you sing over her. I pray that she would supernaturally know that you are with her and for her. And if you are for her, who can be against her? I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.